But first tonight, we start with arts news from Alan Corr. And Alan, Ryan and Parker on the Impact shortlist.
Well, indeed, following nods for Emer McBride and Orgy McGee for the Bailey's Prize on Monday, more nominations for Irish authors today. Evelyn, Donald Ryan and David Parker among 10 books shortlisted for the International Impact Dublin Literary Award. Tipperary man Ryan is nominated for his debut, The Spinning Heart, and Belfast-born Park has been shortlisted for his book, The Light of Amsterdam, which was previously nominated for the Irish Novel of the Year Award. The winner will be announced on June the 12th and will receive €100,000, which is more than the Booker Prize, I believe, plus a trophy provided by Dublin City Council.
And we'll be talking all things Impact in just a minute or two with Kay Sheehy, but moving on to your second piece of news here. And Game of Thrones confirms two new series.
Well, send a raven and spread the word across the realm. Evelyn, the fantasy saga, which is filmed in Northern Ireland and which is adapted from R.R. Martin's novels by two Trinity graduates, will run for at least two more seasons. Season 4 premiered last Monday night with an average of 6.6 million viewers in the US and 1.2 million in the UK. Now, Game of Thrones also holds the record for the most illegally downloaded television programme ever. In 2012, one episode alone racked up over 4 million illegal downloads. Don't tell King Joffrey.
CIA used Dr. Zhivago as a literary weapon during the Cold War.
Well, this is based on newly declassified documents which reveal that the CIA printed Russian language copies of Boris Pasternak's classic novel in an attempt to sow unrest among Soviet citizens in the late 50s. Details can be read in forthcoming book The Zhivago Affair, which says that Pasternak thought his novel would never be published in the Soviet Union as the authorities viewed it as an irredeemable assault on the 1917 revolution. So the manuscript was sent outside the country and from there on to greatness. Now, at the time, the CIA said, we have the opportunity to make Soviet citizens wonder what is wrong with their government, when a fine literary work by the man acknowledged to be the greatest living Russian writer is not even available in his own country, in his own language, for his own people to read. Fascinating stuff. Now, I wonder what iPhone app the CIA is using right now to spread unrest around the Russian Federation.
Thank you, Alan. More on RTE 10, the entertainment network.